Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2546, How to Make Exercise a Daily Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send your question via email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share just a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." James Baldwin. Now, a word about today's post before I read it to you. We're going to be talking about making exercise a daily habit. And you may be asking, Dr. Neil, didn't you just talk about how exercising every day may not be a good idea? I sure did. But remember, the type of exercise matters. The intensity of that exercise matters. How your body is feeling matters. So, before I start getting into what today's author, Leo Babauta, is going to be discussing, let me stop there and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Make Exercise a Daily Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Recently, my friend and fellow blogger Scott Young did a great post titled, "New to Exercise? Make Workouts Daily." It was an excellent post and perfectly timed, as it mirrors my own recent efforts at making exercise a daily habit. The problem with trying to make exercise a habit, and it's something that we've all faced, is that you usually try to exercise 3 or 4 times a week, and that makes creating a new exercise habit difficult. The reason is that the more consistent an action is, the more likely it is to be a habit. Therefore, as Scott points out, and it's something I fully agree with, exercising every day is more likely to result in a habit, something that becomes almost automatic and much easier instead of a constant struggle. I've been implementing this idea in my daily life recently, alternating every day between different exercises, running, swimming, biking, and strength workouts as a way of reaching my goal of completing an Olympic distance triathlon this year. I'm going to continue this habit change into the month of May. I made daily running a habit last year when I was training for my first marathon, but this year I stopped when I got sick, so I'm restarting the habit formation. If you're going to make this a habit, do a 30-day challenge, and by the end of the challenge, your habit should be pretty well ingrained. Here are some practical suggestions I've learned along the way to help make exercise a daily habit. 1. Set a time. Decide whether you're more likely to stick with it in the morning or lunchtime or evening, and stick with that time. I've set the time of 5:30 a.m. every day, and I'm trying my best not to vary from that time. If you don't set a time, you're more likely to put it off until you have some more time or energy, and then put it off until the next day. Soon, it's not a habit at all. 2. Send yourself a reminder. There are a number of ways to send yourself an email or text reminder so you'll never forget. Then, when you get the reminder, do it right away. 3. Start small. This is perhaps the most useful suggestion of all. When I start exercising, I always start with lots of energy, enthusiasm, and ambition. I think I can do more than I can. However, doing too much in the beginning leads to burnout, which leads to quitting your habit. When you first try to make exercise a daily habit, chances are your body won't be used to that kind of stress. The key? Only do 20 minutes in the beginning and do it nice and easy. Nothing hard. Even 10 to 15 minutes is fine at first if you're just starting out. The key is to get out there. Get your body slowly used to daily exercise and form that habit. 4. Progress later. Once your body is used to daily exercise, you can slowly start to increase the amount and intensity of your exercise. Wait at least 2 weeks before starting to increase. That's the minimum your body needs to adjust. Once it begins to feel way too easy, you can start increasing the length of your workouts to 30 and then 40 minutes, and eventually up to an hour. Once you do that, you can gradually increase the intensity, like running faster or harder. Try not to increase both distance and intensity at the same time. 5. Make it pleasurable. If you associate a habit with pain, you will shy away from it. But if it's fun, you'll look forward to doing it. That's why in this beginning stage of my new habit, I've been focusing on pleasure. I go slowly, enjoying the scenery, the fresh morning air, the beautiful sky as the sun rises, the quiet time of solitude and contemplation. It's actually something I enjoy doing. 6. Lay out your gear. The fewer obstacles and less friction there is in forming your new habit, the more likely you are to be successful. If you have to not only wake up early, but get a bunch of gear together while half awake, you might just want to go back to bed. But if you lay out your workout clothes and shoes and watch or whatever you need for your exercise, you'll be ready to go with no friction at all. 7. Just head out the door. My rule is to just get my running shoes on and get out the door. I don't worry about how long I have to go or how hard it will be. Just get out and get started. Once I've done that, it's a piece of cake. 8. Mix it up. One thing I like about triathlon training is that daily exercise isn't boring. Instead of running every single day, now I've got a variety of sports to do, and that makes it much more interesting. But perhaps just as important is that with each sport, I'm using different muscles, especially with swimming. Sure, some of the same muscles are used, but they're used differently, with different stresses on them. What that means is that I'm not pounding the same muscles every day. That gives them a chance to recover, because without recovery, you're just breaking your muscles down over and over. 9. Have a relative rest day. Again, recovery is very important, which is why you need to give your body a chance to rest. If you're taking it easy and only doing 20 minutes, you should be okay without rest days. But it's still good to have one day of rest where you're not doing the same exercises as the other 6 days. You don't want to skip the day completely because then you're not being consistent with your habit. That's why I do one day of strength training where I don't use the same muscles as swimming, biking, and running. If you need more rest, you could just do 20 minutes of walking or even just a session of meditation. The key is to do something every day, which will keep your habit formation going. And 10, don't skip a day. It's easy to say, no problem, I've been doing it for 5 days, I'll just skip today, but that will make your habit formation harder. Consistency is key, so try not to skip a single day. If you do, don't beat yourself up, don't judge, don't feel bad. Everyone messes up sometimes, and habit formation is a skill that requires practice. Just start your 30-day challenge over again and try to identify the obstacle that led to your skipping a day and prepare for it this time. You just listened to the post titled, How to Make Exercise a Daily Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So remember at the beginning of today's episode, I had that quick disclaimer about how on the surface, today's episode may contradict what I had been ranting and raving about in the past. But remember that I also promised that it wouldn't contradict it. That's because Leo took great care to mention a few exceptions to working out every day. He said it's important to allow your muscles to recover, because without adequate recovery, your muscles will never get a chance to grow and get stronger. Next, Leo talked about how exercise doesn't have to be running or biking or swimming. It can even be a light walk or even meditation. And in fact, the last thing we want to do when our muscles are sore is to just sit there and relax all day. If we want to speed up recovery, one of the best things we can do is work those muscles again, but in a very gentle way. So please don't feel like every day has to be about hard, intense exercise. It doesn't. But to get this to become a habit, the key is consistency. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.